Oh, sorry. Good morning. Well, is it? Although the weather lady, you know, that Scottish one, with nice blonde hair and a good quality coat, she always has. Although she said it would be gorgeous, it isn't. Well, it is at the moment. But looking out of the window, I can see grey clouds amassing. She didn't tell us about them.
No, she didn't.
That's right, Mary, my wife, you can hear in the background, is in full agreement. We both saw that weather bulletin. But, hey, just Mary, that... just seen Ken.
Hey, what's he doing?
Mary's come to join me at the window.
Oh, John.
And,
you'll have to tell him.
Yeah, I will, Mary.
Mm.
Tell Ken what, you might be wondering. Well, he's hanging out his washing.
Oof, yeah.
And he's crazy to do so, because it's going to rain.
Well, tell him then, John.
Yep, I will, Mary, as soon as I put on my cagoule.
We present the Shuttleworths in Wishy Washy Day.
Ken Worthington.
What?
Yeah. Don't look so alarmed, Ken.
What do you want?
But do stop what you're doing.
Hey?
Oh, he's not. Ken, be told.
What are you on about?
It's going to rain, Ken.
Pardon?
Incidentally, I've not put my cagoule on, listeners, because...
No.
There's no rain in the air yet.
No, there isn't. It's a lovely day.
Yeah.
Beautiful
day,
John.
Yes, but look behind you, Ken.
Hey?
Look at those grey clouds. Congregating.
No, oh, they're not coming this way, John.
Ooh.
No, they're heading out to the Peak District.
If only they were, Ken. I reckon they're coming right over our house.
No.
And your house as well. Notice Ken has got a lovely white shirt. Not on his back. It's one of the garments that he's rather foolishly hanging out on his line.
Oh.
He'll be taking it off the line very shortly.
I won't.
We'll see.
No.
Was it a wedding you went to, Ken?
No, it was a funeral, John.
Oh.
Very sad occasion. It was the funeral of Bobby. You know, the lad who used to do cassette sleeves?
Yes, on shiny paper.
That's right, yes.
Yes. Oh, but, I'm sorry, Ken.
He was in his late 70s.
Yes. Well, that's not too bad then. Was it a nice funeral, Ken?
It was all right.
People mingle. The reason I say that is I've recently written a song called Mingling with Mourners, which I'd like to play for you, Ken. I don't think you've heard it.
All right, then. Pop round later.
Oh, no need to, Ken. As luck would have it, I've got my keyboard right here.
Why?
Well, because after I'd had my breakfast, I sat on a deck chair and played my organ in battery mode.
Oh.
Though, with hindsight, I should have run 10-metre extension cable directly to the keyboard. But I just was vamping, you know, and enjoying what I believed at that stage would be a spectacular day, weather-wise.
It is!
So if I just sit back down in the deck chair and pick up my organ...
What are you doing?
Oh, sorry, I've left it on.
Oh, you have?
That's silly of me. It's style 47, Ken. Like Bossa Nova. I'd be obliged if you didn't hang out that hoodie, Ken. Or if you'd must do it quietly, because it's going to make a big flapping noise.
No, I've done it, John. I'll sit on the wall and listen to the song.
All right, Ken.
Oh, thank you.
Thomas was a fine man, lived to 89, and 11 months he didn't quite make the big 9-0. Though his life has ended, he's fondly remembered, judging by the hordes that to his wake did go. Mingling with mourners, some sat down in corners, others by the table, eyeing up the quiche. I've had days more jolly, but never lived more fully than when mingling with mourners, remembering the deceased. That's right.
Quite poignant.
Is it?
Yes.
Doris was an old girl who departed this world when her invalid bug ski tumbled off the curb. But Doris had a send-off she would have been proud of. The trifle was excellent, the vol-au-vent superb. Oh, mingling with mourners, some sat down in corners, others by the table, eyeing up the quiche. I've had days more jolly, but never lived more fully than when mingling with mourners, remembering the deceased. Oh, mingling with mourners, some would say is creepy. Mingling with mourners, I disagree completely. Mingling with mourners, some would say is ghoulish. Mingling with mourners, I say don't be foolish. Bill had an allotment, which to him a lot meant. A Dutch hoe which got bent, his widow gave to me. That Dutch hoe I'll cherish, I keep it in my garage. Though the head's so bent it's rubbish, it couldn't hoe a single weed.
No, it couldn't.
Oh, mingling with mourners, some sat down in corners, others by the table, eyeing up the quiche. I've had days more jolly, but never lived more fully than when mingling with mourners.
Mingling with mourners.
Oh, mingling with mourners.
Mingling with mourners.
Mingling with mourners, remembering the deceased. And I do remember them with great affection. Oof, what's Ken doing?
Come and help me, John. The cloud's getting closer.
Oh, yes.
I think you're right. Mm. You know. Come and help me get these clothes in, John, before the heavens open.
Yep, right, oh, Ken.
I should have listened to you.
Well.
You're very rarely wrong about the weather. Mm. You spend so long studying it.
Well, I do.
Oh, this hood is stiff.
Mm. Well, it's made of a sturdy fabric, Ken. Made to withstand a harsh urban environment.
Quickly!
Oh, be patient, Ken. I've got to scale the low boundary wall that separates our properties. Oh. The two men, well, me and Ken, worked swiftly and silently, fastening the washer. And sure enough, a few drops of rain did fall. But then something strange happened. It stopped raining, and that cloud moved towards the Peak District. You know, Ken was right. And ideally, I would have liked to have jumped into my Austin Ambassador and followed it. A bit like people follow tornadoes, you know. But there wasn't time. I had to help my wife Mary put out our washer. You know, big family wash. Because, of course, it was a lovely sunny day again. Perfect drying weather. And I felt rather guilty as I looked at Ken's basket of damp washing. It was my fault it wasn't getting dry. And Ken couldn't do anything about it. He'd gone to the post office. And then I had a brilliant idea. I'd hang out Ken's washing for him. It'd be a nice surprise when he got back home. Yep, you join me as I'm actually pegging out Ken's funeral shirt. Upside down, the aftergo. I know the correct way to hang shirts. But is it? I've always thought it was crazy to hang them like that. From the bottom, so that the sleeves hang down. Yeah, it's going to elongate them.
No, it isn't.
It's only going to fit a baboon.
Oof.
But Mary says that's what you have to do.
Mm, it is.
Yep, don't worry, love. Mm. Yep, I've done it.
Good.
And I've done the hoodie, all under the watchful eye of Mary, who's now sitting in the deck chair, enjoying the sunshine.
Mm, I am. It's lovely.
I'm going to put the pole in now, love.
Oh, good.
To raise the washing. Oh. Now Ken's washing is blowing freely, enjoying the benefits of the breezes that are prevalent at higher altitudes. That's right, isn't it, Mary?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Is it high enough, love?
Bit more, love.
Yeah, I'll just push it a little bit higher. No!
Oh, John.
The washing line snapped. Oh. Indeed it had. And the tragedy is that Ken has not had his lawn paved over with a nice patio like we have. It's just grass, you know, with bare patches in places. So as you can imagine, Ken's washing was filthy. They needed washing again. But Mary had put a couple of duvet covers on a long cycle, so I had to wait my turn. And before I could wash Ken's clothes, there were dark clouds overhead. And suddenly, the heavens opened. Oh, now I have got my cagoule on. But the glasses are all steamed up. Can't see what I'm doing. But I'm trying to mend Ken's washing line prior to hanging out his washing again, because I've come up with a brilliant idea. Let the rain wash Ken's clothes clean, naturally. Oh, I feel like an intrepid explorer. Like a lone yachtsman or something, you know, battling against the elements. Ellen MacArthur would be proud of me. Oh, Mary's at the window. She can't believe what I'm doing, but she needn't worry. I feel quite secure in the giggle. We're very safe. Nice feeling. When the sun shines, the angels are smiling. That's what my mother always said. And when it's windy, the angels are restless. And when it's calm, they're tucked up in bed. And when it's raining, the angels are crying. And right now the rainfall is such. God must have said something rather hurtful to make the angels cry so much. So much. Oof, just seen a flash of light. Exciting. And when it thunders, God's moving his furniture. That's what my mother always said. And the lightning, he's taking a photo to remember where he once had his bed. And when it's frosty, the angels do nothing. That's Jack's inimitable touch. But God must have said something rather hurtful to make the angels cry so much, so much. Oh. Right, let's get this washing out while it's still raining.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Don't worry, Ken.
Are you mad? You should be taking it in, not putting it down.
You don't understand, Ken.
You're a lunatic.
And when it's raining, the angels are crying. Right now the rainfall is such. God must have said something rather hurtful to make the angels cry so much. So much, so much. Oof, I just had a thought. Might be some volcanic ash in this rain. Am I doing the right thing?
The Shuttleworths was written and performed by Graham Fellows and produced by Dawn Ellis.